Romans chapter 8. Let's take our Bible, say, "This is life. I will honor it today as this word brings life to my spirit. In Jesus' name, amen." Romans 8:28. Matthew, Mark, Luke, John, Acts, Romans. In all circumstances, we know that the Word of God is true, no matter what. In all circumstances, in everything that mankind goes through, if they get a hold of the Word of God, we know that the Word of God is truth above anything else. We know the book of Romans was written by Paul, the Apostle Paul, and he pinned down the words of the book of Romans. And really, he was writing to the church in Rome. Okay? There was a church that had been established, and so God had put it upon his heart, and he was writing this book, or this epistle, if you want to say it that way, which is what letter? A letter to the Roman church. That's like somebody would write a letter to the church in Gaydon, at Gaydon International Church. That's what it was. But it was pinned down and written to them under the unction and the power of the Holy Ghost. Praise God. That's the difference. That's the difference between these words and words of another book. This comes directly from the Father above to his people. It's different. It's under the power and the unction of the Holy Ghost. That's what sets it apart from any other book. And here he wrote it to them. And look at Romans chapter 8, verse 28. And we know this is a very familiar scripture. And it says, "And we know that all things work together for good to them who love God and to them who are called according to his purpose." A great scripture. Thank God for it. Here we know, you know, we've gone through all this turmoil, things that are happening. But we know this, because of what the scripture says, that all things, we know that all things work together for good to them who love God. It's an amazing statement. He said this, look, we know. So Paul is saying, I know and you know. It was like he was stating a fact. Remember, it was written and pinned down by the apostle, but it was written under the unction of the Holy Spirit. We know. We know without a shadow of a doubt that all things work out for good to them that love God. The only people that love God are his children that have accepted him as Lord and Savior. So we know. That means Paul is saying, I know, and church, I know you know. We know. Not only does Paul know, but as well it is meant for every other believer to know that all things, this covers the entirety of the spectrum respecting life and godliness. All things, not just some things, not just one thing, not two, not just three or four, but all things work together for good. that no matter what happens, people upon this earth, as children of the living God, I am a son of God. I've accepted him as my Lord. You are a son or a daughter of God because you have accepted him as your Lord. All things work together for good to them that love the Lord or love God. All things, that whatever's going on or whatever happens from the outside force of the evil or whatever happens on the inside of us, all things work together for good. Now, when we're going through something, it may not seem good. When the pressures of life sometimes are bombarding our minds and hearts, it seems like, and we don't know where to turn, we don't know where to go, we don't know what to do, it may seem like we're falling apart, huh? Just falling apart. That scripture should stand firm and should be a firm foundation for God's people. And we know, without a shadow of a doubt, that all things work together for good. So we can look at this flood situation. As a Christian, it works for our good. Oh, there's rain. It may get loud in here, but that's okay. Rain. Lord, you know, we were singing in, I don't know, about the river, and I saw the water up there. I thought, oh God, there's some more water. I'm so sick of seeing water on the road and in the ditches. It's like, Lord, have mercy. That's God's word. All things work together for good. We got to make sure we don't turn to the left or our eyes to the right, people. You know, we don't realize, we flippantly go through the lives of the apostles and we read about, you know, they were in prison. Oh, yeah, and Paul was in prison and some of the apostles and, you know, John, you know, on the Isle of Patmos and what they did to him. And we just flippantly just read them. But let me tell you, they went through some horrors of times for the word of God. They paid the price. And let me tell you, as the church, we sometimes God may require us to pay a few prices here. Not that we work to gain anything from God, but we may have to go through a few little hardships every once in a while. That keeps us right. Ooh. That keeps us straight. That keeps us, and let me tell you, I don't know, you might not like to hear this, it keeps us strong too. You know, the greatest times of, you might have to put this louder if it rains, because it gets loud, Joel. The greatest times of the church being the strongest and growing is when the church is persecuted. It's the truth. It's the truth, people. It's the truth. You know, I was talking to someone at work the other day, well, this week, and she was telling me about their church, that they had water, you know what place I'm talking about, water just a foot and a half, I don't know, a bunch of water in their church. And she, you know, I said, you know, and I quoted this scripture because I knew I'd be preaching on it. I knew what I had studied, and I said, Lord, I said, all things work together for good. And, I said, well, did y'all have flood insurance? Or did y'all? And she said, no, they didn't and whatever. And most people don't. I mean, you know, it just cost too much. And so they're renting a building, so they're having to pay to try to do whatever. They ripped out every piece of carpet, every door, everything. And she said, we're going to have church Sunday. I said, good, good, good. She said, we might be walking on those floors and we're sticking to the floors. I said, that's okay. You have a place to meet. If it's under a tree, you get under the tree. People, you get under the tree and you praise your God. How great is he, people? We still have our homes, basically. You know, we still have things. God blessed us. We still have our lives. How great is our God? You know, I wouldn't want to, and I don't think anybody else in here would want to go and build another home. I don't want to do it. I have enough with one. Enough to take care of, you know. But you see, that's the least. If those things happen, that's not, you want to say, maybe the most horrible thing. Because people are number one to God. Now, to lose stuff, that's hard. My heart breaks because I don't want to see anything of that happen. If it does, we don't put our eyes to the left. We don't put our eyes to the right. But we keep our eyes fastened upon Christ. You know, I've heard of people, they got water in their cars and all kinds of stuff. Just trying to, you know, the doors are open, trying to air them out, clean them out, do whatever, you know. Thank God it's still running. Thank God it's still there. Hi, Miss Eva, you got water in your vehicle? Yes. Amen. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hey, we praise him. We praise him and we honor him and we love him. Praise God, the great God Jehovah. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be honored. It says, great is the faithfulness of our God, that it goes from the highest to the lowest. It great is our God. Great, and he is greatly to be praised. Praise be unto our God this morning. Look, the church has gotten to its place where we think we have to have the best of everything, and there's nothing wrong with having the best of things. But I tell you what, that doesn't elevate a church at all. What elevates a church is the spirit of the living God that will worship him no matter what. Praise be unto our God, that will stand up strong and saying, my God shall deliver you. My God shall go before you. My God will bring about the things that you need. My God will protect you. My God will go before you. Let me tell you. You know, I wasn't going to. Praise God. You never know. Esther, the book of Esther. If you've never read the book of Esther, you need to get in and read it. Esther. Well, let me back up a little bit. Talking about the book of Esther. The queen Vashti, before Esther, didn't do what the king wanted her to do, and he got rid of her. You know, back then when the king said something, you did it. You know, there was no back talk. That's like years ago when your mom and dad said something, you did it, and there was no back talk. You know, that you just did it. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. So they were looking for a new queen. Esther, being of Jewish heritage, had come to live with her first cousin. They said he was very old. He was much older than her, but he was her cousin, first cousin, Mordecai. And they were looking for a queen, and they said, well, you know, bring in all the young virgins to come in, and, you know, we will pick over time who will be the queen. And so, you know, he encouraged her to go, and she went in there, and she just had favor with the king. People had favor. God will place you in places so that his glory could be revealed and he could be glorified and honored. And she got in there and was queen. And all of a sudden they heard of a plot that was coming to destroy all the Jewish people. They didn't know that Queen Esther, that was her other name, was Jewish. And there was a plot schemed up that at a certain day and a certain time, and the decree went out, it was about to, that every Jew in that area would be killed. But the king didn't know that his queen was Jewish. God placed her there. God placed her there. People, God has things under control. And let me tell you, she went up to the king where there's certain, I can't get into it all, but there's certain, you can't just, back then you couldn't just walk in and say, hey, king, can't do it. She dressed in all her wardrobe and she stood on the backside of where the king was. And when he saw her just standing there, he knew that she wanted something. And it says that he put out his scepter saying, you could come. She couldn't just walk up to him, even though she was queen. And when he put out his scepter, she went to him. God had placed her there for such a time as that. And he said, what do you want? She said, I want you and Haman to come. Haman was the evil one. There's always evil people full of the devil. But God has their number. And we need to keep God first. And God takes care of all that trash and all that junk. And he said, well, we'll be there. And boy, she had this big dinner and they came once. She fed them and then they came again for another one. And he said, Queen Esther, what do you want? And even before he asked her what she wanted, he said, look, you can have up to half of my kingdom. And that's when she said, you know, and I'm paraphrasing it basically. The decree went out from Haman, who is sitting right there, to kill all the Jewish people. And she said, basically, I'm Jewish. And she was telling him about it, and he said, who did this? And she said, Haman. And all of a sudden, if you want to say all hell broke loose that day. And the gallows that Haman had built to kill Mordecai, they took Haman. After he took Mordecai throughout the city and on a white horse and just out of what he had done for them earlier, he took Haman and they hung him on the gallows that he prepared for Mordecai. People, when God fights your battles, he fights your battles. God will put you in places where you need to be. God will bring people your way that you need in your life at that time, at that place. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. But keep your eyes fastened upon him and him alone. And you will see God move things that need to be moved. You will see God do things that you never saw, that you never thought God could do. But your faith is in him. 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 It may look like all things are lost, but let me tell you, when it looks like it's lost, it's when God's going to move. So when he knows you have no control, you can't change anything, you can't do anything, you sit down and you look up. And he's finally saying, that's the place, Joe, I want you to be, looking up with your hands lifted up to the sky, saying, God, move. We need a touch of God. We need a help. We need your help, Lord. It's when God moves in and brings people that need to be there with you to help you. It may look like it's loss. I know some have been affected more than others, but I tell you what, God can change circumstances. God can move and do things. We've seen miracles, people, where God has stayed off water from going into certain homes. We've seen where some have, and we thank God for that. Then we see some Christians that they got water in their homes, but we say, keep your eyes on Christ, because God is God no matter if you got water or not. God is God no matter what we have or what we possess. God is God no matter what. He's the great God Jehovah. We will praise him when we're down. We will praise him when we're up. We will praise him when things are going good, and we will praise him when things are going bad. We are Christians called by God to give God glory, to give God praise, and we will do it no matter what. It says, cast all your cares in 1 Peter. Cast all your cares upon him because he loves us. and cares for us and cares for us. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love God. I was reading something. They were talking about how it was originally written. And it says, it should have been stated to them, well, that love God and that God loves his people. It's an amazing thing, because you have to realize that is the word of God upon your lap. But sometimes a translation from Greek and Hebrew to the English language or any language may lose some things. But it's still the word of God. To them that love God and those who are called according to his purpose. People, we've been called according to his purpose. God has placed a purpose in your life no matter what. You are God. You are created by God. God has things for you to do no matter what. You keep your faith in Christ. You keep God first. You let God move upon you. See how God changed the circumstances, not only just for Esther, but he changed the circumstances for all of the Jewish people. God put her there. It may look like, oh my God, all things are lost, but let me tell you, God will put people where they need to be for you and the circumstances that you are going through. That's the kind of God we serve. If people have lost things, look, let me tell you, that house could be better than what it was before. My God. My God. As we look to him. As we look to him. I know people may have lost other stuff. We need to keep our faith in Christ no matter what. We are brothers and sisters in Christ. We stand firm together. We will lift you up when you need to be lifted up. We will help you when you need to be helped. We're here to hold hand in hand to help one another, because our God is the great God, Jehovah. Praise be unto our God and him alone. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be honored. And let me tell you, there are some people God has done a lot of great things, but there are some people that are angry at God because of what's going on this last week. I'm telling you, they have lifted their fist towards God. They're angry towards him. I know that's hard. That's hard for me to conceive, because my heart loves him so much. And I know you do too. But there are people out there that have been flooded, that have been hurt by whatever. You've seen houses where in Gonzales area, it's up to the roof, the water. There's no salvaging. The only thing you can do is take a bulldozer and bulldoze it down. That's it. Nothing good. There are people that are angry at God. They think God did this to them, that he punished them. He hates them. He does not love them. He could care less about them. He cares for people over here, wherever they point to, better than what he cares about them. A hatred. And let me tell you, that's what the devil wants to do, is put a hatred in the hearts of people towards God and what he can do. And so we need to come against that stuff. We need to pray against that and ask God for the Holy Spirit to come and heal. Then you have people that love God and things happen. And it hurts, huh? When you lose something, that hurts. Even though it's a physical thing, it hurts. It hurts. And that's when we just need God to come and heal those areas of our lives. Those that are struggling, we want to tell you, we're here for you. We'll do what we can. But the most important thing is keep your faith in Christ, in who he is and what he can do. And don't go to the left or to the right. Be like Peter when he stepped out that boat. Stay on track. Peter fell. Why? Because he saw the waves to the left or to the right, huh? That's it. But we don't do that. We keep our faith in Christ. And I'm not saying things won't happen. Things are going to happen. Things will happen. But we keep our faith in Christ and we look to Him. And we look to Him. And the waters may rise on both sides. And things may come our way. And circumstances may happen. Things may go however. But God is still under control. And you might say, what if I fail? What you do is when you slip to the side, you get up. You repent. You ask God to forgive you. And you put your faith solely back in Christ. And you keep on going. You keep on going. And don't turn. Amen. Would you please stand? Oh, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise be unto our God. Praise be unto our God. Father, we thank you, Lord God. Father, we thank you. Jesus, we thank you. Holy Spirit, we praise you and we honor you. And Lord, we pray for all our area, Lord God. Holy Spirit, Jesus, be glorified, praised, and honored. Help us to do what you've called us to do. Help us to accomplish what you want us to do, Lord God. Father, I pray that you would heal the people's hearts, that they would look to you and not have a hatred of any kind in their hearts, Lord God. But the power and the anointing of God would rest upon this area, Lord God. Father, we thank you for sparing the areas that were spared this day, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for protecting the areas that were protected, Lord. But Father, give grace unto the ones that weren't, Lord. And help everyone. Help the people. Help the people, Lord, to look to you above anything else, Lord. We give you praise and honor and thanks. Amen. If you would just stay standing, would y'all get the bags? If you...